This is a Heeson Events podcast, speakers, films and events for adventurous spirits and minds. For today's podcast, I've been talking to Matt Heeson, who organises the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival.
This is its sixth year. It started out as a couple of nights of adventure films, that's biking, running, climbing, etc., at the Showroom Cinema in Sheffield, and it's grown over the years into what's a pretty fun-packed, full-on weekend at the Showroom, and, well, now in other venues around Sheffield as well.
And this year you're launching a new competition. You're asking people to actually submit their own films.
Yeah, one of our sponsors have put up some cash to, well, 500 quid actually, to encourage local people and, well, people further afield, but we like the idea of local people taking part best, really, to submit 3-minute adventure videos. So that could be anything from you on your bike, you on your skateboard, you out in the snow during the snow that we've just had, or not even you, your friends, your dog, anything that kind of fits the remit of adventure sport, adventure travel. And the shortlisted winners will be screened at the festival on the Friday night. And there's £500 in cash for the split between the top three videos.
So you're not expecting people to hire some Hollywood-type camera and head out to the Himalayas? This can be done with pretty basic equipment right here in the High Peak.
Absolutely. They're more than welcome to hire equipment and go to the Himalayas, but they'll be on a level playing field with somebody in the High Peak with their mobile phone who's taken a picture of them, you know, a video of themselves sledging down Chimney Churn.
Brilliant. And so just give us the rules again. How long are the films?
The films are a maximum of 3 minutes, although they could be 30 seconds, a minute, whatever. We don't want blatant adverts, a little bit of product placement, that's all right, but no adverts, please. There's full details on the website, that's shaft.co.uk. I guess music, you've got to be careful with the music. Because it's being broadcast at the festival, we need you to license the music. Now, there are ways of getting music unlicensed, and there's an explanation of that on the website, but please make sure that music is licensed or license-free. And, yeah, all videos will be uploaded onto the internet as well, so make sure you've got permission of anyone who's in the films.
And it really is an amazing phenomenon, isn't it? Everybody's posting material onto YouTube, they're videoing themselves, they're sticking it on YouTube, it's going online. It is really an increasing phenomenon, isn't it?
It is absolutely mind-blowing. One of the other things that I organise is something called the Real Rock Tour, and they do a trailer which they post online to, you know, generate interest. Last year, the trailer received about 20,000 views online, which I thought was quite good. This year, the equivalent trailer has had about 150,000 views, so it's definitely on the up. And, you know, we're going to be posting the Shaft trailer online, so that'll hopefully have a similar increase in their hit rates.
So the winners, are they going to get posted on your website, and are they going to get screened?
Yeah, any entries will be posted on the website and also on Jagged Globe website, the sponsor. And then, depending on how many entries we get, if we get 500 entries, which we don't expect, we haven't got time to screen them all at the festival, so we will have to shortlist those that we screen at the festival. But there's a good chance that it will be screened at the festival on the Friday night.
And it's not just a sort of average judging process, is it? This is something a bit special.
I forgot to say, yes. If you do get shortlisted, the deadline is the 14th of February. If you do get shortlisted, you'll be informed on the 14th of February by email. Then, yeah, the idea would be to get your friends and mates to come along and family to cheer you on, because although there will be a panel of judges judging, there's also going to be a clapometer there, a somewhat archaic and rustic device. I think last year it was a carrot and a cardboard box and a fork, but you get the gist. The louder the cheers are for a particular video, the better its chance, but there will be some judges there as well, keeping tabs on things.
So everyone in the High Peak should get their bikes and skateboards out and start filming.
Exactly, and if you turn up by bikes and skateboard, then you probably get extra points.
I think you're bending the rules there. Right, well, Matt, thanks ever so much for taking the time to talk to us. Much appreciated.
All right, thank you. Bye.
That was a Heeson Events podcast, speakers, films and events for adventurous spirits and minds. For more information on this year's Sheffield Adventure Film Festival at the Showroom Cinema, and for details on how to enter Jagged Globe's Shaft Shorts competition, go to shaft.co.uk.